Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel.
That's a very appropriate song for today. What do you think the trees are doing with all this rain? They're loving it. Hang on just a second.
They're loving it right now. We fertilized a tree yesterday, put down some granular fertilizer, and we were just loving it because we knew the rain was coming last night, and that tree's going to be really enjoying that nice fertilizer.
Saves a step and not having to water in your granulars.
Sure, yeah.
I wish I'd have thought of that last night. That would save me a little bit of time. Let's go to Brett in Glendale at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Brett, how can we help you this morning?
I just wanted to know if a monkey pod tree would do well in Arizona's environment.
Where have you seen a monkey pod tree?
Oahu.
Oahu.
Yeah, I was going to say, or in California. I'm not sure what the soil requirements or the weather requirements are for a monkey pod tree. The last one I saw was at the Los Angeles Arboretum, and they're incredibly beautiful trees. But you'd have to probably do a little bit of research to see if that would be a tree we could grow here. I'm constantly amazed. I will not say that, no, that tree can't grow here, because every time I do, I turn around and somebody has grown it here in Phoenix. So, a lot of the tropicals are doing well here. A lot of tropical fruit plants, papayas, mangoes, you name it, people grow them here. So, if you can get a seed, I'd put one in the ground, see if you can propagate it, or if you can get a cutting or a small plant. And get it into the area, put it in a protected environment. These little microclimates we can create in our homes in a place, usually a north or an east exposure of the home, so that's protected from the south, and especially the late afternoon sun, can give a chance for some of these trees we otherwise couldn't grow.
What does a monkey pod tree look like?
Can you describe it? It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's a giant, big mushroom shape, incredible shade canopy.
They can be really, really big. Yeah. Can you describe the one that you're speaking, that you saw in Hawaii?
So that would answer the question. I was thinking, could you just put it in a pot? But if they're that big, that's definitely not something you do.
There's the one at the Oahu Contemporary Museum of Art.
Yeah.
that's bigger than a live southern oak, I think.
They're monster trees. Yeah, they're quite big.
So, well, good luck. I would bet if you called every tree grower in the state, you wouldn't find a monkey pod tree. So it might be something you have to drive over to California, pick up, and bring back. And I don't even know if they let you import those.
Well, the International Tree Climbing Competition in Hawaii a few years ago was held in a monkey pod tree. It was a monster tree at one of the big hotels there in Waikiki. So just to tell you about the size, it was monster, yeah.
Any idea how old that tree was?
Probably 100 plus years, I would think.
Let's see how we can help Margaret this Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Margaret, go ahead.
I'd like to know the difference between the fruit of Oro Blanco or Pomelo, because I taste both of them. I'd like them to taste the same to me.
Is there a difference? I mean, citrus... It sounds like it's all in the same family anyway.
Yeah, and the Oro Blanco, are you referring to the Oro Blanco pomelo or the Oro Blanco grapefruit?
I don't know. Because
I believe that an Oro Blanco is a type of grapefruit, and it's different entirely from a pomelo. A pomelo, I believe, is a cross between a grapefruit and an orange, and it has different sweeter fruit and a different texture. And, I would suggest that you call maybe John Babiars with Greenfield Citrus Nursery if you want to get some specific information on some of the characteristics of the Oro Blanco and the pomelo. I am a big, big fan of pomelos. I brought one into the studio last year or earlier this year and shared it around because I just love the fruit and a great flavor. It looks a lot like a grapefruit, but much, much sweeter.
And so both of those are varieties that you could get at Greenfield Citrus and plant, and it sounds like she's probably trying to pick which one to plant in her yard.
Yes.
You does one do better than the other? I know lemons are the most frost sensitive. Between these two, are there any considerations as it relates to climate?
I would think grapefruit is going to be your easier tree to plant and grow. And the pomelo is a little smaller tree, a little slower growing. I have two at my house, and they just have not grown like the grapefruits grow. So, but again, John Babiars with Greenfield Citrus Nursery would be a great resource for you.
Let's talk pruning. It's time to get the clippers out for the deciduous trees.
No pruners this time of year for the citrus. Yeah, citrus really
not
want...
Not citrus, but just the deciduous trees.
I thought you said citrus. You don't want to do any pruning on the citrus. Well, my mind's on citrus right now. And that's always a warning sign.
You got to be careful
this time
here,
of year.
You just switch direction like,
yeah, well,
wow.
Thanks. With citrus, they love to keep their winter coat. And we are very, very conservative pruning citrus, but especially this time of year. You don't want to be touching your citrus until after the last day of frost, which typically is about February 15th to March 1st. And actually, that's a great time to prune your citrus, March 1st to about April 1st. Deciduous trees, we can talk about that after the break. But yeah, we've got a lot of deciduous trees we can prune at this time of year.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.